Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And now third and eight for Washington at its 35. Mariota in the gun. Low snap. Picks it up. Looks in trouble inside. Leonard Floyd was the first guy with Caden Ellis helping. So a loss of seven makes it fourth and 15, back of the 28.
We are the Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Celebrating the Falcons win all day, 34-27. Is there a better way to go into this bye week, guys?
No, there's not. And that cut, while it has nothing to do with that cut, just brought up something in my mind. Can we just take 10 seconds? Elijah Wilkinson appreciation. Elijah Wilkinson appreciation. How much did we talk about Kayla McGarry and Storm Norton and Elijah Wilkinson? Is he going to... Dude, we haven't really thought that. I'm not saying he's playing at all pro level, but we haven't had to come in here and have a conversation about Elijah Wilkinson on a Monday, whether or not we've played good or not offensively. He hasn't been the reason we played bad, and he's really played well in situations like yesterday. So just a slight, shout out to him.
Yes. Yeah, it's been great. I think it's dictated a little bit of some of the formational alignments from this team too, trying to do things to help, but he's been good. He's been good in the run game. Look, Caleb McGarry is an elite run blocker, but that's not been your issues. I mean, honestly, yeah. If you want to get right down to it, the issue from an offensive line standpoint has been interior and short yardage situations.
I agree.
So it's been good. You're 2-2. I think that's where you wanted to be at after the first quarter, and you've got two wins over teams who you could be vying for a wild card spot with, Washington and Minnesota, who are also both 2-2. Now, look, you want to win the division. That's your biggest thing, but it could be a lot worse, and it's not.
I know you were saying last week, Mike, that you're excited that the bye week now is happening this early, but with the momentum they have off this game, would you rather them be going into a game this weekend?
I think it's you just have to accept it the way it is. You know what I mean? And I appreciate the question because I think there's something to it. But there's if you want to take all the upsides, Darnell Mooney doesn't look right.
Right.
You've had an emotional roller coaster the last couple weeks. Buffalo is good. You would love an extra week to prepare for Buffalo's offense. So while I don't think and we're going to regret having this bye week right now coming up in about a month and a half. We're going to be like, boy, it'd be nice if we had it around Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
But, with it the way it is, let's look at the bright side. I think you'll probably get Storm Norton back at some point in the next couple of weeks. I don't know that he's going to start at right tackle. That's another conversation that's left to come. But I think that when you look at everything else out there with Darnell, Ray-Ray, Kaderil, just some of the players we have dinged up, I think, okay, it is what it is. Let's move forward from there. So
yeah, I need Ray-Ray and Darnell to kind of get right. And I don't know where they got to do. I don't know if they need to go to church. I don't know if they need to go run routes at a high school. I don't care, but they need to get right because we need them. We need them at a high level because it really opens the offense more up. I don't think Storm Norton, I don't think Storm Norton walks in and starts. I think Storm Norton gets healthy and they're like, we like the way it's going right now. Welcome back to being our swing tackle.
Mm-hmm.
Bo, are you saying just like Jameis Winston needed to get delivered from pick sixes, does Ray-Ray McCloud and Darnell Mooney need to get delivered from drops and poor route running?
I mean, yeah, I'm not saying that. Are you saying that? Because I'll agree with you. Yeah.
You just brought the church thing, and so I was just wondering.
They don't feel right. They don't look right. I mean, Ray Ray was a huge part. I mean, just an absolute beast on third down last year. I mean, so good, so clutch, and it just hasn't seemed to be that this year. Darnell was so clutch as well, and it just neither guy seems to be playing like they were last year, and you need them. You're going to rely on them down this next, what we got, 13 games. Dang, 13 games left.
Well, we're about to go in the huddle, talk about that tie, but I want to remind you, with Atlanta United season winding down, be sure to join Jason Longshore every Tuesday night for Atlanta Soccer Tonight. Jason has you covered all season long on the latest Atlanta United news. Plus, he's keeping tabs on international soccer as well. That's Atlanta Soccer Tonight, brought to you by your local Ford dealer. Tuesday nights on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and available the next day at the Off the Woodwork podcast on Odyssey. All right, Micah Parsons returned to Dallas with the Green Bay Packers to face his former team. There was no video tribute, but the game did result in a tie, 40-40. Here is Micah talking about his disappointment.
I'm pissed off. You know, I'm very disappointed overall how we performed. You know, I even told Jordan to the side, you know, thank you for having our back today. That's why it's so pivotal that, you know, you play complimentary football, because today Jordan played like the player he was, and we let him down. We didn't live up to the expectations on defense.
Maybe so, but I thought the turning point in that game was it's 13-9, and Green Bay has a football, and they fumble in their own inside their own 20, and there's like 30 seconds, 15 seconds left in half.
Yeah.
I mean, it was 15 seconds, I think it was, somewhere, maybe even 13. And Dak hits George Pickens, who played well last night.
Yeah.
And for the touchdown. And suddenly, you were up 13-2. And like 2 minutes later, you're down 16-13. I thought that was a big turning point, because you still kind of control the entirety of the first half if you're Green Bay. And then you make that error. And now Dallas looks like, you know, just who completed a lifeline at one point in that first half.
Yeah, I thought the same thing. CeeDee Lamb was out. Tyler Booker was out. I thought, okay, Parsons is going to come in meaning business. And he did. You know, ends up with a sack. He rushed the passer a couple times, hit Dak a couple times. But credit to the Cowboys and Dak Prescott rising to the occasion numerous times last night, looking like the player that he was 2 or 3 years ago when he was an MVP candidate. I thought that he played extremely well. I hate that this game ended in a tie. I hate it so much, because it just seemed like a game that deserved a result after the way both these two teams battled. But there you go. So you got a tie on the books. It is what it is.
Liam Cohen got into a post-game altercation with Robert Saleh of the 49ers. Apparently, Robert has made some comments about the Jacksonville Jaguars leading into the game. And after the Jags won 26-21, it seems like Liam had something to say about it.
You and Saleh at the end of the
game. Oh, it was not a big deal. You know, just keep that between us.
One more of that one.
No, I'm going to keep that between us.
So you didn't
just going to keep that between us right now. That's it.
Yeah, come on. Well, don't have to ask three follow-ups. I think it's pretty clear
no
what we're
comment.
Doing here.
Well, all that reporter needed to do was wait till the audio came out, where he was like, keep your name out, my name out of your blinking mouth. And he kind of went Will Smith on him.
Yeah.
You know, Saleh said that they signed still. He said, look, they're still in signs legally, but they have a little thing where they are running a little gambit where they can figure out in a game legally.
I was going to say
how they're doing it, and Saleh brought it up. I'm not sure why. I guess because maybe he didn't think everybody else in the league was aware, and Liam Cohen took offense to it. I don't have a problem with Liam Cohen taking offense to it, because it felt like you're calling me a cheater, and so I probably would have said something too.
Well, it's just funny too. And Kyle Shanahan's like, I don't know what happened. I didn't get to see the conversation, but maybe he shouldn't be so sensitive. I was like, yeah, wow, that's one way to put it.
And that's kind of funny coming from.
I agreed with Kyle though. It's like, but you said like I'd be upset too. I don't know what I was screamed at him and acted like I was trying to jump over my coach's shoulders to get to him.
You
like,
know,
he's like a little bit over the top, buddy.
But Saleh now. To Liam Cohen's credit, and I don't really like Liam Cohen, so I don't know why I'm defending him, but Saleh was coming out to shake his hand, and Cohen avoided him. And it looks like Saleh says something, and then Liam Cohen had his worst.
Okay, then why did Liam avoid him? Why are you defending him for that? Why don't you go shake his hand and talk to him?
Oh, I agree. Well, I don't know why he needs to. He's not the one that talked trash. Salah did.
Sounded like Salah wanted to go clear. I don't know. I'm with you. I don't know why I'm defending either one of them. I don't love either one of them.
I don't either. So what are we doing? Like, you know what? Blank them both.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Philadelphia Eagles beat the Bucs 31-25. I don't know if you guys saw the footage at the end. You could hear Dylan in the background going, "Big tips." Big tips.
You know what?
Very funny, Allie. Very funny.
You know what, Allie? I don't think our game had ended, and I did hear something down the line when I was trying to talk to Dylan about the breaks, but I didn't know that's what it was.
Man, shots fired in that one. You know what's crazy?
Well,
go ahead.
Hold on, Mike, just real quick. I am a Falcons fan, despite false narratives put out by Allie and Bo, back to you guys.
Yeah. Here's what's funny about this game. The Eagles wind up with 200 yards on offense. 200 yards on offense. And yet, the game shouldn't even have been this close. That's what's crazy about what Philadelphia is always able to do. And I know we got Man Up Monday that'll be coming up after we go to break in just a second. But this is exactly how I thought the end of this game would go. It was like, if you're not within three, then Baker Mayfield's going to struggle bringing this team back at the end of the games, at the end of the fourth quarter, and the offensive line from Philly is good enough that they can stay on the field and go into four-minute mode, and the game will be over. And that's exactly what happened. Credit to Tampa for coming all the way back, but you come up just a little bit short, and Philly's just so good on the ground, man. Just so good on the ground.
Yeah, I tell you what, I'm not upset. I'm fine with Philadelphia. I don't like Philadelphia, but I'm fine with them beating Tampa Bay. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah, I agree.
We need more help like that. Can somebody shut Quinyon Mitchell up, though? Because he ain't stopped talking since the day he was drafted. And you challenge guys like Tristan Wirfs. Every once in a while, Tristan Wirfs might be a nicer guy than some, but you mess with too many old big dudes like Mike over there, and somebody's not gonna be nice.
Yeah, it reminds me of the old Taylor Lewan confrontation that he had with Josh Norman.
Oh, yeah.
I will say this, and I'm not an Eagles fan like Dylan, but if he keeps playing the way he's playing, he can say whatever he wants to, and I know that's how Philadelphia Eagles fans feel.
He had a couple of hiccups yesterday. Let's just put it that way. He didn't play his best. That's probably why he was talking more.
Well, coming up, like Mike mentioned, Mike and Bo made picks on Friday. Time for them to man up. That'll be coming up next, and we have them mic'd up.
Yeah, I have had a couple of tweets over the last couple of days asking questions about this Falcons offense, about the duo concept, about having Charlie Warner in the backfield on third downs. I'm going to try to answer all those. If you got any more questions, go ahead and hit me up with those as well, because mic'd up is coming in hot.
Next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.